This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Though the holidays are over, it's possible you still have a college student eating his way through your refrigerator with the dorms closed and dining halls shut down for winter break. That's the tradition, but here's the trend for college students, the staycation. That means schools are keeping the dorms open this time of year. From the Marketplace Education Desk at WYPR in Baltimore, Amy Scott reports.
It's lonely in Alexander Poling's campus apartment at the University of Maryland, Baltimore County. Like most students, his three roommates are gone for the month-long winter break. But Poling, a junior, has a job in a warehouse.
I'm working on campus, so I just don't want to make that commute every day.
Plus, he says he'd rather be here than back home in Sparks, Maryland.
Yeah, honestly, I like being on my own. It's nice. Especially since I have cats at home. And I'm allergic to cats.
As college campuses become more diverse, students have lots of reasons to stay. For the growing numbers of international and low-income students, a trip home isn't always affordable. Others hang around for winter classes or internships.
We're seeing a definite spike in students' need to have somewhere to be. So I think a lot of institutions are looking to find ways to accommodate those needs.
Allison Avolio is director of residential life at Johns Hopkins University. This year, for the first time, Hopkins opted to keep its dorms open for Thanksgiving and spring breaks.
Thanksgiving break is very short, so probably around 300, 350 students decided to stay.
Sophomore Jaya Jasti from New Orleans was one of them.
It was quite depressing. There was not much to do. I was just all alone.
But Jasti had plenty of company when he came back early from winter break to take a couple pass-fail classes and hang out with friends. About half the university's 2,300 or so residential students come back for what's known as intersession before the spring semester gets underway.
We usually play video games nonstop, like in our common room since nobody's here. We go to a lot of restaurants now, just explore Baltimore.
Hopkins doesn't charge students extra to stay during break. But keeping the lights and heat on may pay off in other ways. Students who live on campus and are more engaged in college life tend to do better in school. In Baltimore, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.